Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now, on to, sorry, Timmy, we've got to talk about it, mate.
It's all right, mate.
Penny Panthers versus the Raiders. An absolute shellacking, unfortunately. We'll speak to you first, Timmy. What do you think about this game?
Yeah, look, mate, losses are never great, but if it's going to be to anyone, it's the Penrith Panthers. I think you're pretty foolish to go into a side against Penrith, even with their halves out, and thinking you're going to beat them. Obviously, the result was more one-sided than we'd probably hoped, but at the same time, you know, we lost Joe Tappany pretty early on. He played 30-odd minutes. But, like, Penrith's systems are so good, and they play a pretty simple brand of footy that, like Melbourne through their decade and then some of dominance where players get injured, they just, their systems are so good all the way down to their juniors that new players come in and they play the same role and nothing changes that much. Like, their forward pack was at effectively full strength. Their back line was effectively full strength in the as at back five, I should say. I was never under any impression that they were going to be too far off the mark this week. A 20-point deficit is more than we'd hoped, but it just showed the class difference between where Penrith are at and where the Raiders are at, and unfortunately it wasn't overly surprising.
My most disappointing thing about this game was everything was on the line. Everything, like, and I know they still technically can make it, but, like, with so much on the line at home, and that's what they dished up, I just... really disappointing, because I've been such a fan. I mean, like, I was saying the Raiders had turned the ship around, what, 6-7 weeks ago? And I was, you know, people disagreed, which is fair enough. And so, like, they turned the ship around, all the way around, to the point where you're going to this game, the Raiders are a sniff. And then they come out and do that. It was honestly the last thing I expected from the Raiders. Like, I still thought that Penrith might get the job done, but I thought it was going to be, if you're going to get the job done against us with everything on the line, you're going to leave battered and bruised. And unfortunately, I just didn't see that from the Raiders.
Yeah, and you mentioned that, obviously, Tappané, what did he last, 30 minutes?
Yeah, about that.
Didn't have a fullback either. Jordan Rapana had to play there. So wasn't ideal for Canberra, but yeah, I thought at home, season on the line, considering they started well.
Yeah.
Josh Papali'i scored, what, in the 8th, 9th minute? Like, normally when he scores early, the Raiders are on. And I sort of thought, okay, here we go. They can give Penrith a real shake here. But Penrith, just being Penrith, they're just too good, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I kind of want to go harsh on the Raiders, but I'm like, fuck, I think this would have happened to 12 other teams, 13 other teams.
Maybe it's because I had higher expectations for the Raiders. But I was starting to get a real feel of, like, a roll-on happening. I really thought they'd take it to them.
I mean, but if anything's going to stop a roll, it's this mob.
I'm with you, Guru. I just thought Penrith, I honestly think they're so much better than anyone in the competition. I'm honestly not even that disheartened by it. I never had any misconception of, like, thinking they'd beat them come finals time either. They're so good.
I mean, this is a team with, and this is no disrespect, but O'Sullivan and Salmon in the halves – but, like, and it was never, outside of the try initially, it was just a domination.
Look who stepped up, though, and went nuts, though, in the absence of the halves. Dylan Edwards, unbelievable. Appy Coruscant, really good. Those two blokes who often play second fiddle to Luai and Cleary, they just stepped up and took up the role.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely take on your points. I guess I just had more expectations of the Raiders. I thought they'd be much more aggressive and up for the game. Like, put it this way, like, Raiders went down to Melbourne Storm. Like, that's, in my opinion, that was a much different Raiders mindset than the Raiders that I saw against the Penny Panthers.
And, you know, I personally think the Raiders, like, the way that, I thought they started well.
That's why I was like, here
first
we are, we're
minutes, on. I thought, but with Penrith, you can't start well. You got to 80 well.
Yeah.
That's the reality of it. If
you, look at the Sharkies. Started really well against the Penny Panthers. Yep. They just absorb, boom, turn the game.
Just go, okay.
You mentioned a guru, but Jordy Rapana at fullback, as good as a footballer as he is, we were so clunky in attack. Like, if there's a fullback who's not willing to pass the ball, it's Jordan Rapana. He just doesn't do it. And that's fine. That's his game.
Yeah, that's his game.
He's not a passer. So
That's why he's so good for the wing, because he just get in.
Incredible.
Dude.
So every time we'd have those backline movements, he'd be sliding out the back. We just, you know, combinations were off there. He was never going to pass the ball. You know, it wasn't ideal. Not that Xavier's a massive passer of the ball at this stage of his career either, but him and Jordy Rapana are so different in every way.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe I'm being a bit too harsh on the boys.
Yeah, and even going into the run home, we're still, like, we're sitting ahead of Manly on the ladder in ninth place. So after this, we go Dragons, Knight, Manly. Obviously, that's a huge game there. And then the Tigers. So we win. I think we can probably get in potentially with three or four, but quite a poor points differential. So we, you know, we nearly need to go four from four, but all super winnable games.
Mm.
In fact, I'd expect us to win three or four, and then that Manly one will be really tough. But that's in Canberra as well, so there's a chance.
Yeah, yeah. I see what you mean. I do think that the, you know, Rapana at fullback was a massive out for you guys. Like, seriously, because Rapana's such a good winger, he's just not a fullback. But that's not his fault. He was just trying to do a job.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I agree with everything you're saying. Like, you're making good points in that. I just felt it wasn't the same energy that I've seen from the Raiders, you know, and regardless of who, you know, whether you got your best side or your worst side, energy is a choice. And I just think that, like, this, put it this way, I feel like if they came with the same energy as they did against the Storm, I think it's a much closer match. Now, don't get me wrong, I still picked Penrith to get the job done and win. I just thought it was going to be a much tougher outing for the Penny Panthers. Josh Papali'i was great. Hudson Young worked his ass off. Outside of that, you know, I guess Corey Huddleweir and I had some really good moments in defence, some big hits. It was good to see Atta Morieta. Apologies if I'm saying that incorrectly. Get a debut, so that's great for the club. He looks like a big, like, thick boy, far out. Their forward pack is so much depth. You honestly could argue they got the most depth in the comp. Got Corey Horsbury in reserve grade right now, and there's a period there where he's really good.
You do at 13 next year.
Who will I put at 13?
Yeah, what will be your move?
Jack Whiten.
Sorry, I was asking him. But anyway, what would you do?
Oh, look, there's different options they can do. Like, they started Elliot Whitehead as a 13 for them this year. You know, you can bring in, like, Harry or Naira. I prefer him on an edge, but he can also play 13.
What about Trey?
Yeah, it could be Trey.
Yeah.
Again, we've got the best thing about it, and you talk about the Raiders' depth, so many good young forwards coming through, but they're all also very capable of playing edge or middle, which is, like, there are a lot of forwards in the competition who can only play on the edge or only play as middles. Like, between Big Red, Corey Horsbury, right, more of a middle, but he's played edge before. Harry Naira, edge or middle. There's lots of options.
Yeah, for sure. Do you remember the penalty where someone was on the ground, I don't know who it was, and he got tackled hard and they got a penalty for it?
Classic case of tackled hard.
Well, I've got it in caps lock right there.
It happens, yeah. No, I know, you see it at times, you're just like...
I'm... More than happy if you can send me an image, or you don't have to send me an image, but if there is an image of their contact to the head, fair enough. But I'm pretty sure he just got tackled really hard. He surrendered and then someone come in and tackled him hard. And I've got some caps lock here. Penalty for tackling too hard. Are you fucking serious? What is our game coming to? But it truly was. It was just a hard tackle when he was on the ground.
Does your phone get slapped harder when it's got the caps lock on?
Yeah, fucking know it does.
They don't have it.
Can't believe it. Seriously. Like, that's when you know the refs are in a mindset of, like, looking for it, like straight away. They're like looking for anything that's too physical or anyway.
It might have been the salmon on Starling contact.
Wasn't that. Outside of that, it's hard to say the Raiders. Like, okay, where do you sit with the Raiders right now then?
I mean, like what? In terms of do I think we'll make the finals? What do I think is a good result for us?
Do you think they'll make the finals?
It's very hard because it's still – I shouldn't say it's entirely results dependent on those sides sort of place 5-8 at the moment, because if we win 4 from 4, we'll be in the finals.
Yeah.
And I think we're capable of doing it, yes, but as a week to week judging the Raiders, like I'm still not convinced on what we're going to see.
Mm.
But look, I do think we've shown enough over the last 6 weeks that, as I said, I think we can win 3 from 4 on the way home, which might just be enough to get us into the 8.
Yeah, okay.
It's like it's so 50-50 at the moment. Like,
yeah. It's exciting, that edge there. Hopefully they can bounce back, because I think the Raiders have played some really good footy over the past 6 weeks, like really good footy. Maybe it was, as you guys said, you know, missing Savage and the Panthers are just so good that hard to beat them sometimes. Now on to the Penny Panthers. What a win. What a win. Sean O'Sullivan coming in, getting the job done. Talk about just evidence of good systems. Like, guys just coming in and they're beating Raiders by a point differential that if Cleary and Jerome Luai did that, you'd be like, good solid win for the Penny Panthers. They went away to Canberra, dominated the game, come back, get the 2 points, see you later. But this was without their two key players. I thought this was, and also Kikau was out as well, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yep.
I thought this was such a great win for the club, and it just shows you where they're at as a club. And as you guys just said, like, they're clearly leaps and bounds the next best, and then ahead of the next best in the competition right now. Would you still have them as favourites if Cleary and Luai were out for the season?
Fuck.
I would.
After watching that, I'm thinking maybe.
Absolutely. Because of where Melbourne are now at, who, you know, 6 weeks ago you said, oh, Melbourne against Penrith out their halves, but there's just not a team that stands out to them like would still beat Penrith. Definitely favourites.
I mean, we saw them last week? Once they came out at half time down 12 against Parramatta, they won that half.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, it's...
Which is incredible. To think that you're even considering, like, we look at Manly and we give them a pass because they're missing their fullback. We go, oh, you know, Manly, like, really good solid year if they make the 8. Whereas Penrith are so good, and rightly so, like Tom Trbojevic is such a big part, but like Penrith are so good that they don't have Cleary and Luai, and we're still going, you know what, they could still win the comp.
And to rephrase your question, Kemby, like what team would you see starting a game favourites against Penrith in a grand final if Penrith are missing their halves? Like, was there anyone there who you'd be like, oh, I think they'd probably win this game against Penrith out their halves?
Mate. Like, could you imagine it? Like, if we talk about these next few teams, in second is Cowboys. If I said to you, what are their chances of winning a comp without Chad and Dearden? Cronulla without Moylan and Hines? Melbourne without Munster and Hughes? Like,
there's no chance. You just write them off.
Yeah.
You almost say, oh, they'll probably miss the 8 for me. Like,
yeah, they may not win another game.
And I still think, it'd be interesting to see what happens after all the controversy on the weekend, but I'd still think Kurt Falls would come in place of Salmon, who'd goes back to the bench, because Falls has been injured. So I think he comes into the halves for them when he's fit, which could be this week.
Yeah, mate. They're just the Panthers. What they have created there is absolutely incredible. I thought Isaiah Yeo really stepped up. I thought Dylan Edwards, we've already spoken about it, but he was absolutely amazing. Appy Korosau, great again. You know, it's just that Fisher-Harris. I know he was 10 in the bin, but that Fisher-Harris-Leota combination, they're so consistent. They are so consistent. It is just incredible.
And when you put Eisenhuth in there, nothing changed.
Nothing changed. He gets the job done. Like, he's just – they just – it's next man up mentality, and they live and breathe that. Live and breathe that.
I was watching them the other night, and I was watching Sean O'Sullivan very closely, and I keep looking at this Dolphins squad they're assembling, and I keep going –
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You can start with O'Sullivan, but surely they want a better seven. Can you start with O'Sullivan?
That's the thing. Like, I think that if you had asked me that 6 months ago, at all, you probably need a little bit more. And then I look at guys like Reynolds and Townsend of like, and look, they're way in a different stratosphere than Sullivan now. But are you telling me Sullivan doesn't have the at least base ability to be a really good, strong organising seven? I think he kind of does. Just a good, solid kicking game, gets the boys around the park. He's got enough to get tri-assists. I think if he has an incredible work ethic, he might be the seven long-term for him.
And there obviously is the argument at the moment he's doing it in the best system. And there's no denying that.
Yeah, I agree to a degree, but I'm like, it's not as easy as people think, you know?
For sure, but he didn't look this good at the Warriors last year, in my opinion.
Yeah. I'm with you 100%, Guru. It's like, and it's playing devil's advocate a bit, but he's doing it behind one of the most dominant packs we've seen in a long time in rugby league. To go up and do it in a Dolphins outfit that we've already set our issues with and concerns for them next season, it's just a new kettle of fish, isn't it?
I'm not saying that he's going to be the guy.
Yeah.
But I think he's showing signs of being the good, solid. Like, the same people that would have said Townsend to Cowboys, there's no way he's going to improve that roster. And, I understand Townsend's further along in his career. But, like, Townsend's just a bloke that works his ass off. Mm. Like, he's worked his ass off at his game. And I look at Sullivan and I go, surely he's proven that, you know, if he works his ass off, he can, you know, be at least a platform seven for a good six to come to the club like a Munster. Mm. But I understand what you're saying. Like, it's against any seven against a terrible pack. There's really, like, the only seven I can think of that, if they're not against behind a good pack that does well, is like Joey.
It's Joey.
Literally, yeah. Joey's the only guy that if he's got a pack that's not going well, can go, you know what, I'll do something pretty incredible. You know, so, yeah, I understand what you're saying. I think he's shown enough to be not... I think he's no longer considered just, oh, it's a fringy backup to, he could be a seven that we could build with. Yep. Is he going to do that? I don't know. But I think he's proven enough to get the conversation of, like, he can be our seven moving forward.
And I think you need someone next to him with a bit of X factor and talent to them, which is, as you just said, oh, like, he won't be the guy. Like, at the moment, he kind of might be the guy.
We got MILF signed there.
Yeah.
And, like, we know he can be the guy for sure.
Well, he can be, yeah.
And so, like, I think that's the role MILF will be playing is like, you know, the X factor. Look, hopefully he can find his form against. Unfortunately.
Wouldn't that be a good thing for rugby league is a firing MILF at the Dolphins next year, just back to anywhere near his peak form.
Yeah, it'd be incredible.
It'd be a win for everyone.
And anyone can do it, it's Wayne. It seriously is Wayne. Outside of that, yeah, look, what else is there to say about the Panthers?
Yeah, they're good.
They're so good. They're so disciplined. They're so mentally tough. I thought Crichton, they had that little error at the start. Outside that, I thought Crichton was really good. Made two tackles, which made people drop the ball. Brian To'o, again, getting back to his best. Tungo continues to, like, it's almost like people have gotten used to Isaac Tungo's, like, high-quality footy. Because, like, even on the, like, he the amount of meters he gets each week, like, this was a quiet week for him, and he still ran for the most meter. Like, he nearly ran for the same as Taylor May, and he's a center.
If you would have taken, like, any four-week span of his entire season and made it the first four games of the season, we would have been sitting here in week four going, fuck, this kid's good.
100%. But now...
just got used to it.
Gotten used to it. Yeah. Like, we've got to remember, this is essentially his rookie year. Essentially, I understand he played a bit last year. But he's been so good that he's cemented his spot. Like, if anyone was sitting to go, oh, who's... Panthers centers going forward, no one would go, oh, I think, you know, Tonga's a rookie, we'll see how he goes. We go, no, absolutely, like, long term. That's a lot harder than people think it is to just go, essentially, in your first year of footy, go, boom, you're the center now.
Shout out to Taruva, who made his debut off the bench as well.
And yeah, I think it was his first run that was quite impressive. He's a lot bigger than I thought he was, tallness wise. I thought he was like a little kind of fast outside back. He looked like quite a big boy.
Yeah, he's big, yeah.
He's going to be special, this kid, I reckon. Like, just the way he moved, that first little half line break that he made, I think he's going to be something special. I really do. He's got something about him for sure.
Could be anything, Kempy.
Could be anything, could be, mate. Anything.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.